Welcome to Battle of the Mind. My name is Taylor Masusi, and I'm here to help you address your limiting beliefs, manifest your dreams into a reality, and find tools that work for you. If you're here, it means that you're ready to kick your inner critic to the curb, step into your authentic self, and find your superpower. I'm here to help you unpack your past as it reflects into the future, find and use tools to support you, and become the badass that you are. Think of this podcast as your go-to self-care formula for all things growth, empowerment, awareness, mindfulness, and so much more. I'm here to help you step into your power. If you're ready for abundance, alignment, and acceptance, then this is the right place for you. Welcome to Battle of the Mind, and let's get started in today's episode. Today we are bringing on Coach Teresa. We have been coaching throughout the past year, bartering. So we have built a very strong coaching relationship. So the design is not super explicit considering we already have designed our relationship in the past. But we're going to briefly touch base on that before diving into this episode. The divine timing within the last few coaching episodes have been so aligned, and this one is just another stepping stone in that process of continuing the growth that I've been putting in for the past month. 2023 is going to be the year, so I'm just going to let the coaching doing all the talking in this. Let's get into it.
Hey Taylor, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Yeah. Are you ready for our coaching appointment?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Well, before we get going, I just wanted to ask you if there's anything that you want to clear, any distractions, what have you?
Nothing out of the usual, people being home. My throat's finally clear, so I'm fully ready to talk about all the things today.
Great. Well, since we have coached in the past, I don't think we need to get too in-depth with designing our relationship, but I do just want to add that since we haven't coached in a while, if there's anything that's not clicking with you or not resonating, just give me the high sign and we'll shift lanes.
Okay. Yeah, everything's pretty much the same since this is for the podcast. Maybe at the end, just having me call out some takeaways or something like that, so then I can just identify that more clearly for the listeners.
Sure, that sounds great.
Okay.
So I know you've been real busy lately. I've been seeing your posts online. So what life decisions from 2022 are you celebrating right now?
From 2022, I'm celebrating so many different things. Like last year was such a hit that I took, but it's also the most I've stretched in a really long time. Stretching like the energy of absorbing the stretching in general and stepping outside my comfort zone. Done so many firsts last year. First time on a plane by myself, first time going on a life retreat by myself. First paying client and coaching last year with the course that I launched. That's what got me the client was finally releasing a course that I created, just full sending my photography business and getting two clients from there within a few months of launching. I actually just booked another photography client for next month, so I'm excited about that. What other decisions? I think the decision to continue relationships that are long distance, I think that's something that a lot of people I feel like may steer away from just because it's long distance and it can be more hard, but I'm really thriving in my long distance relationships. The connection is just so mutual, and I think that's something that I haven't necessarily got such a consistency respect from. So those are all the things I'm celebrating.
Well, that's a lot. So how are you celebrating those things right now, do you think?
Well, I'm celebrating them by allowing myself the rest period. Like this holiday season, I've really allowed myself to rest my mind and my body, and that's something that doesn't usually happen, especially both at the same time. Like that's unheard of in my life. And like a lot of people, I'll tell them what I'm doing and they're like, oh my gosh, you're doing so much. And I'm like, this is a slow period for me. So like having Sundays where I'm doing nothing, or even like hanging out by myself on a Friday night, or like it's just such a like a rejuvenation period, I feel like, that I've been in. But also having my goals so clearly in focus that the hustling throughout the week, it's brings me joy because I know I'm building towards the goals I want to do, like traveling. Like this year, the way I'm celebrating is making sure I can go on my monthly trips, even if it's just a weekend. So like I went to Myrtle Beach this past weekend. I'm going to Colorado in February. I'm going to Georgia in March. And like that gives me so much joy because I get to visit my long distance friends in that time period. And that's where I'm going to be able to really get the engaged, intentional, committed, consistent social interactions that I crave with every fiber in my soul. And that's gonna be like the major celebrations. Like this, all this month of hard work is gonna pay off for this weekend trip that's gonna be spoiling myself.
Well, I love the energy and joy that's bubbling up right now.
Yeah.
And the thing that occurred to me when you were answering the question was, even in your celebrating, you're experiencing firsts in the way you're celebrating.
Yeah, yeah, I am. Very different this year. This year, it's like, last year started so depressing, like recovering from surgery and the financial hits that I got from the surgery being postponed. So insurance restarted, so it was all me. I had to pay for the entire surgery, and that really just put me in a downward place, and that energy was just taking over. And this year, it's like the complete opposite of like, I'm taking control of things that I have control in. Like if I'm not doing good in my finances, like I'm going to be hustling more and creating more ways of passive income, and learning ways to do that is definitely a stretch, and educating myself more. So this year is definitely goal focused.
Yeah, it seems like your stretching has built momentum.
Yeah, like it's definitely so crazy to say, like, just within the last probably 3 to 5 months has been the most change. Wanting to do public speaking and then just being like, okay, I'm going to do a conference. And then not only that, I'm going to a conference. The one that I went to this past weekend when I was in Myrtle Beach, it was for a conference. And I did have to get up on the stage to introduce myself, even though it was like very brief. I was standing there in line and I realized I was like rehearsing the lines in my head of what I was going to say. And then I realized I was holding my breath and I was like, oh my God, Taylor, you're going to pass out. Like you need to breathe. So then I had to remind myself like, okay, automatic breathing is not working. We have to consciously breathe right now. And then like I got up there, my voice wasn't quiet. It wasn't squeaky. I didn't pass out. Like I was able to do it. And I was like, and that was in like over 100 people were there. And that was just for that small group. That was a small portion of the group. And I was like, oh my gosh, like you did that and you didn't pass out. Like you didn't have a panic attack either. So that's that was just a 4 month difference.
You are so brave.
Thank you.
That is amazing. So with all of this stretching you've been recently experiencing, what are some new strengths you've recognized in yourself, other than bravery with this public speaking?
So that's a good question. What other strengths? I feel like
grace and compassion. Like, I've always been good at, like, giving myself compassion, but not only, like, I can give myself grace within that, but it's allowing myself a grace period of, like, I'm not beating myself up when, you know, something happens and I'm feeling sad, or, like, I'm not trying to, like, necessarily think about the other person's perspective the whole time. Like, I'm so aware and I already know their perspective. I don't have to, like, make myself feel bad for thinking about them first. Like, I can think about myself and, like, okay, like, why am I feeling this way? Like, where am I feeling in my body? Like, how can I work through this? But it's allowing myself the moment to feel, like, last month I did have a few down days, and, like, one day I literally just ended up laying on the floor, and I was like, you know what? I just can't do anything right now, and I'm just gonna lay here on the floor for a little bit. And I just laid on the floor, and I was like, you know what? You know, I feel what I'm feeling. I don't want to feel like this all day long, so I'm gonna make the change. Like, what am I gonna do to feel better? And then I got up and I started exercising, and I completely forgot about whatever it was that was bothering me. And I was like, on to a new chapter. And I was like, later in the day, I was like, wow, like, I could have let something ruin my entire day, but I was able to, like, change it. And it was only, like, a 20-minute thing, whereas before, like, it was that 24-hour period where I was just not happy. But yeah. I love that I was able to have that grace period, so then it wasn't lasting so long. Honestly, that's just the biggest thing for me. Like, that comes up in so many ways, like, with school, or, like, if I show up late somewhere, like, work, or relationships is really where it's standing out the most. That's something that came up earlier for me today. Just relationships are hard to navigate, especially old ones, because I realized something that I discovered last year that I couldn't put into words until this year is that I felt like I've never been accepted for who I am today, because all the people who know me are holding on to the past versions of me. So they don't take me for as I am today. Like, parents are obviously the hardest ones. They can't let go of who you were because you're their kid. Friends, like, you know, each phase you go through, they just think you're how you used to be. Like, oh, like, you're always good. I don't have to text you or check on you. And it's like, relationships go both ways, and meeting people that I've never met before as strangers and having them see me as I was in that moment, in that time period of my life, and that is just something I haven't experienced in a while. So that was beautiful.
Yeah, from what you said earlier, it sounds like you even implemented a first in approaching long distance relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for 2023, what are you hoping to accomplish or do differently as far as relationships go?
I think what I work through is the acceptance piece of what relationships are, and the letting go piece. And that's something that I'm still going to be working through this year, of letting go of people. It's like something I find very hard and very difficult, because, you know, you love somebody, you don't want to let go of them. And I always think of the butterflies are just so great. They stand for so many different things. But, like, if you love something, let it go. And, like, I have to let it go. And if it comes back, then it's yours, type of thing. But I feel like when it comes to relationships, it's letting go of how the relationships used to be. Because people change and dynamics have to change. And, you know, we're all adults. We're not going to be talking all the time, and we're not going to be hanging out regularly. Like, adulting is very much you have to make appointments with your friends, because life is happening so fast and everyone has so many different things going on. But also, with that awareness, also being firm in the fact of people make time for what's important to them. Mm-hmm. And the people who actually care for me are gonna make me a priority in their life, whether it's tomorrow, days from now, a week from now, month from now. They're gonna fit me, and we're gonna fit each other mutually into each other's schedule. And if they don't, then I don't have to keep reaching out to people. And if I miss them, you know, I can just miss them, and I don't have to try to hang out with people. I can just say, hey, I miss you. Or I can just, you know, root from afar. And if they post something and I happen to see it, then I can be like, oh, like, love that for you. I don't have to be physically present in people's lives to still care for them.
Well, from what you just said and what you were describing earlier about the grace that you allow yourself to be where you're at, the term creating space has come up twice mm-hmm. in my mind. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's important mm-hmm. to say to you right now. So it sounds like you have almost like developed this skill or strength of creating space for yourself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, as far as relationships go,
yeah,
what kind of benefit do you see for yourself in creating space with your relationships?
That's a good one. I'm going to write that down, creating space. What benefit from creating space? Well, I mean, I'd have a individual benefit of, one, it's less stress when you don't have to worry about so many different people. Like, I just always reflect to myself when I was in high school, and like, I had to check on everybody all the time. Like, I kid you not, I'm pretty sure I had a section in my phone where I kept up to date of when I checked on somebody last to make sure I was always current, whether I would determine whether they needed weekly or monthly or even like, you know, every other day reminders. Like, I was that person. So that puts a lot of pressure on me. So creating space for myself mm-hmm. to like, now I have time to focus on what I'm doing. Like, I can focus on my fitness mm-hmm. journey and my health journey because I have time to meal prep, because I'm not trying to fit into other people's schedules. Creating space also takes less, it takes more pressure off of both people to be fully on. Like, I don't need to talk to you all the time. I don't need to text you all the time. I don't need to call you all the time, because then when I see you, that takes away from the space that we would be using on having those engaged conversations and catching each other up. Like, I want to be able to have those face-to-face conversations. I don't need to know all the little updates until, you know, it's time to share intentionally, not just mm-hmm. out of convenience. And I think that's something I really shifted towards, is a lot of the people that I was hanging out with, I personally feel that they were only hanging out with me for convenience and because they were lonely themselves. And like, I also felt lonely, but I don't want to hang out with people based on convenience. I want to hang out with people based on mutual connection and mutual respect and wanting to grow as people and push each other to, you know, be the best versions of themselves.
How have these recent changes impacted your self-worth?
I feel like, I mean, I'll have those moments where I'm feeling low and I'm like, you know what, that really sucks. You know, that's like something that's just not a good feeling, you know, feeling lonely or feeling forgotten. Like, those aren't things, but I know it has nothing to do with me, and I'm definitely shifted towards like not taking things personally. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt, but it has nothing to do with who I am. And like, the most major jump that I made in the past month was I made plans with two people And they canceled on me, and I ended up doing the activity by myself anyway. And that was such a major thing for me to be like, you know what? I'm going to go and do this thing that I planned to do with people, and they didn't want to do it anymore. Like an hour before we were going, I was like, I'm not going to not go. And I ended up having a great time. So it's being able to do things by myself and still have a great time.
What did you appreciate about yourself most in making the decision to do that?
Well, it definitely took a lot of courage and a lot of bravery because, I mean, I couldn't do anything by myself before. Like, I was such a dependent person, and this has probably been, like, I mean, I go through phases where I'm dependent on people, and if I had an addiction to anything, it would be people. And that's something that I'm aware of and I've been working through. But I would have to say the last probably 3 years have been the most independent that I've been, even, independent feeling. It doesn't necessarily mean living in that way, meaning like, you know, sometimes you have to ask people for help, and that doesn't mean you're not independent. Like, moving back home, I felt like I lost all my self-worth because I couldn't live by myself. I had to ask for help all the time. It just definitely took a major hit on my confidence, and I definitely started to feel like a baby again. But realizing, like, I've talked to so many people who moved back home with their parents, and I was like, I didn't know that that was a thing. Like, I put so much shame on myself for having to move back home. And now, like, that doesn't have anything to do with my self-worth. Like, people move back home to save money all the time, or they move in with other family members because they also want to save money. So that doesn't impact my worth. So.
Yeah. That sounds like grace and compassion.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's your next stretch this year for yourself?
My next stretch is I'm really, really working on doing more in-person things. Being virtual definitely has impacted me a lot, and I got a part-time job that's in person 2 to 4 days a week, so that's a start. Growing the different communities I have, like my coaching community, trying to be more present there and trying to find ways to do more in-person stuff. Also the new connections that I made at this conference, like, they do a lot of in-person activities, and I'm really excited to challenge myself there and do more things. And yeah, it's just the in-person piece, honestly, like, and discovering what my social skills are like now that I haven't had to use them in so long. Like, everything's been virtual, and my virtual presence is great. I look, like, body language doesn't matter on a screen, it's just my face, so I haven't had to use that, so that's something I realized, like, over the weekend. I was like, what do I do with my hands? Like, I'm standing here, and I was like, I don't know, do I put them in my pockets? Do I cross my arms? Like, I don't want to be closed off. Do I put them on my hips? Like, I was like, I don't know what to do with my hands. So that's just, like, one piece of, like, realizing things in person. Yeah.
So what, if anything, in-person events or goals have you not made movement towards?
The hardest thing for me is being around people my age. I don't know how to make friends my age. Like, I just don't even know. Like, I don't want to, not saying it's bad, but I feel like you don't necessarily meet your type of people at a bar, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what so many people my age are doing. And it's hard to find an atmosphere where you can meet people your age when my school is all virtual and everybody in my cohort, like, they are all pretty significantly older than me. There's a few people my age. But also, since we're virtual, everyone lives in so many different places. So, again, that's just, like, hard to figure out what's an atmosphere that I can find people closer to my age. Just for those times where it's like, hey, I want to go and do this activity. And it's like, drop of a hat, like, we're both single. We don't have families. You don't have anyone else to care for. So it's easier in that department. So yeah, that's something I haven't stretched in yet.
Okay. Well, along those lines, I'd like to issue a request.
Okay.
To extend an offer, and you can either accept or reject it or make a counter offer.
Okay.
So in the effort of finding some friendships in your age range,
mm-hmm.
Would you consider thinking on some activities that you really enjoy and doing a little bit of research online to see if there are clubs, organizations, what have you, in the area that you might look into?
Yeah, that's so funny local. You say that, because I literally had therapy this morning and she was like, you should see if you could try to, like, get into a group or something or volunteer somewhere where you can get more of that social aspect. And now it's coming up again where it's like, you know, finding, I didn't even think, like, clubs or organizations, like, exist. It's like, if you don't get the exposure, you don't even think of it. And I know those things were around when I was younger as a kid. So, like, why would they stop when you get older? So we'll definitely take that accountability.
Okay, great. And how will I know mm-hmm. when you have kind of come up with some options for yourself?
I'll probably do that, and then I will share my experience of doing that on the next part of the podcast for the takeaway portion. So you'll be able to hear the experience after it's done.
How fun, because I was assuming you wanted accountability.
Yeah.
I should have asked.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, well, as we kind of wind down, is there anything that we haven't really tied up that you would like to before we end our session?
No, I think, you know, this is a good way to kind of wrap up the session.
Well, as always, just your joy and energy, always, like, I absorb it. It's always a joy being around you, and you are so inspiring.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for letting me coach with you. And I would love to hear your takeaway for yourself from this session and any feedback you want to give me.
Yeah. So takeaways are, I think it's just not even like specifically this session. It's just the divine timing of the way things have aligned for me. Like having therapy this morning, kind of around these topics, and then having this, like, was planned, you know, they weren't planned to, like, align this way or, like, to have the topics align this way, but they definitely did. And it's just, I already forgot the suggestion she made of, like, doing this accountability that we now just discussed again. So it's, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have had this accountability, and I think that's definitely gonna serve me more, so the divine alignment there. And for feedback, I mean, I don't have any feedback, you know. We've coached for so long, so I always love the powerful questions. I love when you mirror back the language that I use, because I don't know what I'm saying sometimes when I'm talking. I'm just, like, fully in the session, you know. So I always appreciate the mirroring my language. So thank you.
Well, that's great, and thank you. And I can't wait to hear what comes of this.
Thanks.
Man, I love coaching. I really enjoy sessions sometimes where there's not as much accountability and there's more reflective period, because I'm such a go-go-go person that I really do need the reflective piece that is not only within myself and reflecting internally and journaling about it, but saying it out loud really gives a different perspective and different experience when acknowledging it out loud. And not only that, but sharing that with another person as well as with all of you. So thank you for listening to this experience, this journey. There was so many golden nuggets in there of things that I'm doing. And the thing, when I listened back to it, that stood out to me the most was stretching outside my comfort zone, welcoming the unknown, and creating space. So thank you, Coach Teresa. I appreciate you. Thank you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of Battle of the Mind. Please keep in mind, if you did enjoy this episode, please let me know. You can leave a review, you can screenshot and share to your socials and tag me so that I can see the impact it's making for you. You can just slide into my DMs on any of my socials. The links will be in the description. I would love to get connected with you and hear how these episodes are making an impact in your life. Again, just thank you so much for bringing me along in your day. I appreciate you. I am grateful for you. And I'm excited for you to make these shifts for yourself so that you can create a life you love. If you would like more support in any of the things we're talking about on the podcast, please feel free to visit the website. It is www.tthelevelupcoach.com. There are so many goodies there for you guys. I have quick, easy, accessible downloads for you guys, from affirmations to mantras, so much more. Please use those. They are created for you to support you and help you create an alignment with yourself, create an abundance in your life, and to accept yourself as you are. I am sending you so much love this week, and I cannot wait for the next episode. Until then, bye!